The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Did you know a pub closes on average every 3.5 days in Ireland? In fact, since 2005, 2,119 pubs have closed across the country, which actually represents a 25% overall decline in the total number of pubs. But why? To tell us more, we're joined by the Chief Executive of the Licensed Fitness Association of Ireland, Donal O'Keefe. Donal, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, it does seem like a very dramatic decline over a relatively short period of a couple of decades in Ireland. What is going on?
Well, there's no doubt the pub trade is in long-term decline. There's a number of factors at play here. One of them, chief amongst them actually, is the cost pressures that pubs are facing in the last few years. And within that, the enormously high taxation burden that's placed on alcohol in Ireland. We have the highest excises in Europe. There's 23% VAT on top of that. And,
I can understand all of that, Donal, but no minister is going to change that, the high excise and the VAT, because the health lobby will scream blue murder, having just introduced, minimum unit pricing for alcohol. The idea of looking for a drop in excise to bring us down to, for example, the levels in Spain or Portugal, it's never going to happen.
Well, I don't agree and I don't see why not. Irish alcohol consumption has fallen by 30% since the turn of the century. We're now at the middle of the European pack in terms of consumption. So the old historical stereotypical idea that we needed really high excises to deal with alcohol abuse no longer apply. As you point out, there's already a minimum unit price in place in the off-trade, which keep prices at a certain minimum level. And we see this excise cut primarily to boost the viability of pubs, to help them grow their margin, to help them deal with the cost pressures that that they're facing. So alcohol consumption is falling steadily and has fallen over long term, fell by 4.5% last year. We think it's going to decline by another percent or two this year. So the case for cutting excise to support commercial viability, it's not about selling more, it's about allowing the pubs gain a better margin from the sales that they have.
Now, it's not alone that. I mean, some people decide to fold their tent anyway and flog the license, which is, extinguished, but is kind of sold on to Lidl or Aldi. And it's just that they cash in, if you like, on their resource.
Well, I think we've seen a 25% drop in the number of pubs in the 20-year period. That's an enormous decline. Of course, there's a natural rate of closures in any sector, but we're not seeing any meaningful numbers of opening. Ireland continues to lose pubs at a very slow but steady, inexorable rate. And our perspective is that if there's no change in taxation policy, that rate of decline will continue in the medium term. So taxation is one of the factors within the government's control. We are running in surpluses. The cost of an excise reduction is relatively modest, but it would make a very big difference to small family pubs right across the country.
Now, the question also of your catchment. I mean, there are some pubs that do a booming business. I mean, if you look in the cities, they tend to do extremely well, and the prices they fetch when they change hands is a reflection of how well they do. They often have a food offering, an entertainment offering, and, go to Temple Bar and you'll get a tenner for a pint, that kind of thing, or even more. So there is kind of the haves and the have-nots in the pub business.
Of course, there's a percentage of the pub trade that's doing really well, and that's very welcome. They're private sector business. They're in business to make money. They create significant employment. They pay significant taxes. But the reality is the ordinary average pub in Ireland is a very small business doing less than 200,000 turnover per annum, making a very tight living for the families that are involved. The taxation levels are huge, and we think a cut in excise is warranted to support those small family businesses, particularly those in rural Ireland where margins are tightest and the business is tough going.
Clamping down on drink driving, also people drinking more at home, and COVID certainly developed a habit in some that wasn't there before of drinking at home. Before that, they used to go to the pub for a couple of pints. All of that reflects a changing lifestyle. So, I mean, maybe some of these pubs will never be viable.
Look, lifestyles, the pub trade has been around for 250 years and lifestyles continue to evolve. The factors you've just pointed out are real, are happening in the market and are a big factor in the pressure facing the trade. But those are lifestyle changes beyond the control of publicans or indeed, you know, the government. What is within the government's control, though, is taxation. We've been levied by the highest excises in Europe. We're levied at 23% VAT. And we're calling on the government to make a very modest cut in excise to support viability for pubs right across the country.
Now, the other question is the tourist offering and what people expect to find in rural Ireland. They do expect to find the local pub, don't they?
Yeah, and the pub is integral to our tourist offer. It's where tourists meet locals, they meet the staff, they meet the owners, they meet other local customers in the pubs. You know, we believe, you know, we have an outstanding pub offer here in Ireland. It's integral to our tourism. It's a differentiating factor. You know, most European countries don't have the type of pub culture we have. And when you look at the exit surveys from the tour state agencies, you know, it's very kind of heartening for us that having a drink in a local pub, listening to traditional Irish music, meeting with locals is a highlight of tourists as they leave the country. It's a really important that this is preserved right across the country, and excise cut will help pubs right across the country, stay in business.
Is that the only budgetary demand you have from the government?
Of course not, but it is a really important one for every single pub, because whether you sell food or not, excise is levied on the alcohol. VAT 9 is critical for all businesses to serve food, including pubs, restaurants, cafes, hotels. VAT 9 is absolutely needed by the sector as well. But those are the two main taxation measures, VAT 9 on food and a reduction in excise on alcohol.
Some of the comments coming in, people are not going to the pub, it's far too expensive, so says Declan McDermott in Ashburn. Another one, why are pubs closing? Well, young people are very calorie and hangover conscious. Illegal drugs are cheaper and suit their lifestyles better. I mean, that's a fact of life too. There's, you know, we're told cocaine in every bar in Ireland.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's undoubtedly affecting life that there's drugs in every village, every town, every city in the country. It's undoubtedly also the case that young people are drinking less and are far more health conscious. But we still see them in pubs. We just like to see them obviously a little bit more often. Those lifestyle changes are always happening in the trade. You know, the businesses are responding by improving their 0.0 offer and their no alcohol offer. The food offer in pubs has kind of come on dramatically in the last 10 to 15 years, and our entertainment offer at the weekend, live music and our own sport, remain very important draws to the pub too.
And yet the cost of a license to, you know, to have the sports screens in a pub is quite expensive too, is it not?
Yeah, like Sky have essentially a monopoly on sports broadcasting commercially in this country. The Sky tariff for a large pub anywhere in Ireland is somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 a month. It's a very, very large cost to bear.
So an article recently says, a texter, about the increase in prices of food and drink. The comments were full of people complaining about the price of alcohol, but not about the price of food. We still have a very unhealthy attitude to alcohol in this country. Stephen says, our local pub, Spit and Sawdust type, €8 for a bottle of Bulmers, the off-licence next door, €2. It's exactly the same commodity. So this is why people might be drinking at home. Another one, isn't that good news? The problem is they're all drinking at home now. I see them filling up their trolleys with wine and spirits at the supermarkets. Most of them are huge. My local shop turned into a Super Value. They turned the homeware area into a huge alcohol section. You can't get a clothes peg anymore. You can get a bottle of vodka, but not a clothes peg. So changing times too. Anyway, Donal, thank you very much for joining us. That's Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association of Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.